And as we're starting up our Du Bois Community Days, we are just so excited to see all kinds of performers coming into town, including, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with this, Tom Wall. He is he has all kinds of things that he does, but it's kind of a vaudeville act. We'll talk about what exactly that means and what you'll be able to see him do. So good morning, Tom.
Hey, Brittany, it's great to be here. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. So I've been watching some of your videos, and oh my goodness, this is incredible, because I am such a klutz that this would never work out for me. But let's talk about what you do. How many things do you keep in the air at one time, and what is this vaudeville act that you perform?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's pretty hard to describe, honestly. I got my start as a juggler, sort of like exactly what you'd think of when you think of a juggler, juggling balls and clubs and rings and sometimes, fire and knives and all of that stuff. And through time, I started getting more interested in sort of the history of juggling and, specifically juggling disciplines that haven't been performed in a long time. It's just like any other performing art where there's sort of a current trend in what's being done on stage. And there's all kinds of really unbelievable juggling acts that have basically been forgotten. And so it's kind of my artistic path, my artistic statement, I guess, if you want to say. It's finding some of the oldest and weirdest, old school juggling acts from 100 years ago and learning how to do them and putting them up on stage.
I'm glad that you use the term weird, because I was about to say, and I didn't know whether it was unkind or not, some of these things, I've never seen them before. That's cool to be able to see a performer who's doing something a little bit different.
Yeah. And it's really beautiful. It's super fun. There are a lot of kind of strange old danger acts that I do a lot of things with. So the finale of my show, it's all this old school discipline that's known as mouth stick or glass balancing.
Yeah.
And so that's where you hold a dagger between your teeth, basically, and you balance objects along the sharp edge of the knife. By looking at it and making these small adjustments with your neck muscles to to keep a wine glass from shattering on the floor underneath.
I imagine that's not something that they teach at your average college. How did you even realize you were good at this?
Oh, man. I mean, I still don't necessarily know that I'm particularly good at this. That's the beauty about juggling, right? You can always do one more object. You can always, find some way to make it harder for yourself. But the process of just learning to balance a single wine glass along the edge of a knife, I'd seen a picture of a guy doing it, from ages and ages and ages ago. So I had some idea that it was possible, assuming that wasn't a fake photograph that somebody airbrushed, or there was a string holding the glass vertically in the air or something. After I built the props and I decided that, this was something that I wanted to start learning, I would say it took about 6 months to see any sign of, possibility of balancing this object in the first place. So a lot of this is, it's trial and error, it's reverse engineering things, and just trying to figure it out as you go along. That's half the beauty. It's also most of the frustration
well put.
Involved with a job like this, yeah.
Wow. I imagine that as a performer, your 2020 was a little odd, little strange. How is it to finally be performing in front of people again?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So 2020, I was supposed to be working mostly on cruise ships. I'm usually, my day job, lots of air quotes here, used to be performing as a guest entertainer on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. And so my 2020 was supposed to be spent pretty much entirely, on ships in and around Jamaica, which...
did not happen, I imagine.
Yeah. So, ended up with a lot more time at home. But the great thing about that is that I do a lot of research and I do a lot of historical digging. And so I was able to spend most of my pandemic just working for a small publishing company and researching old school juggling stuff. So I'm coming into these shows better informed and, hopefully just as charming as ever. We'll see how that's how that pans out.
Yeah, as charming as any of us are after like 12 months of solitude. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, so we are just as excited to see you as you are to see us. We've been itching to see people and to be a part of Du Bois Community Days again, and to see people in person and to clap along and just see those performers actually live in front of us. What would be the best thing for you? If everything went perfectly, what's the best kind of performance and what's the best thing to see whenever you look out into these audiences?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I'm just looking forward to having the chance to high-five people again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my whole job, my whole career, it's all just about making people happy and excited and, show them something that they haven't seen before. And I'm really excited to have the opportunity to come out to Du Bois and do that for you guys. I've heard nothing but amazing things about the event, and I'm excited that I finally get to, come be part of the fun.
Oh, and we're excited to see you. I will definitely take you up on that high five, as long as during that high five you don't try to hand me anything that I then have to juggle.
it's a deal, Brittany. No worries.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for making some time for us this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I guess I'll see all of you tomorrow. Or no, today. We're recording this yesterday.
Yes.
So now it's today.
The magic of radio. I love it. That is
beautiful.
That's Tom Wall, a vaudeville performer, juggler, and, many, many more things. You'll just have to see him in person at Du Bois Community Days.